We all know how busy we get as Christmas and New Year approaches, and so we are fortunate to be able to catch up once again for one of our regular chats with the ever-busy current Mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Sayes-Marshall. So it's a festive welcome again to Radio Way, Madam Mayor.
Season's greetings.
Thank you very much. Now, the switching on of Christmas lights has been taking place in our towns, and I know you've had the honour to do this in a couple of places. So have the switch-ons gone this year?
Well, I have to say that they've all gone off without any trouble at all. So I went to Virginia Water, and that was rather spectacular, with thousands of lights on their tree. And I had some assistance there from three school children. And then I went to Addlestone, where I had assistance from Dr. Strange.
Right. Not quite the festive character you're probably expecting. But
No, but he did look very much like a very well-known actor. So I wonder if you can guess who it is if I tell you what the name of the person was. He was called Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, right. I see. So a double for Benedict, for Sherlock Holmes, I guess, is what you're saying there.
Absolutely correct. You got it in one, Andy.
Apart from the switch-ons, also a few Christmas fairs have been on your calendar. I think White Lodge was one of them.
Yes, it was wonderful at White Lodge. They had little donkeys there. One of the little donkeys actually stood on my foot.
Oh, dear.
But they had a barbecue and a Santa's grotto. It was just lovely to be up there. And I have to say that we've been so lucky this year with the weather.
But that's right, because I think recently, one of the Saturdays, it was the Goose Fair in Chertsey.
It was. And again, another lovely day. The Goose Fair had the Oatlands Pipe Band processing up and down the street. And bagpipes at Christmas, I don't know, but it just goes, doesn't it?
It just feels right. It gets you in the right mood if they're playing the right tunes, that's right. And the Oatland Pipe Band were also at the Walton Festival of Light. So they're another busy group at this time of the year. And talking about busy groups, your favourite, the Egham Band, had a children's concert recently, which I think you had the privilege of attending.
I did. So it was a mass band of children from three schools, and the Egham Training Band, and the Egham Youth Brass, and the Senior Band. Can you imagine having all those musical instruments in one spot? And lots of very excited parents. I don't know about the children, but I was sitting with the parents and they were brimming over with pride.
It always is at this time of year, with children so important. And when children are performing, it just warms the hearts of everybody, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And they're very talented young people. They've been rehearsing for ages. So I think Santa should give them a special nod.
I would hope so, that's right. Now, just putting Christmas aside to one thing, that something that's just recently reopened and is opposite the Civic Centre in Addlestone is the Eileen Tozer Centre. So quite something for that to reopen for the senior citizens of the town.
The day centre in Addlestone has been shut for a little while for obvious reasons, but we're really pleased that it's reopened now. And I had the great honour of going in there. They had a roast beef dinner the day I was in there, with a pudding, and it was just lovely and warm, really welcoming atmosphere, and lots of very happy people in there. So I say to anyone that's listening who's thinking to themselves, I don't know what I'm going to do today, go on down to the Eileen Tozer Centre. Anyone over 55 is very welcome.
That's good news. And then earlier in the year, we were talking about your civic service that you had, your church service. But then this month, it's been your very own civic reception. So what does this annual event entail?
The civic reception is my way of saying thank you to as many volunteers as I can get into that picture gallery as possible. So lots of people host me through the year and invite me to come to their voluntary organisations. And by way of thank you, I give them a splendid evening out with entertainment. And it's a great networking thing, actually.
And you said the picture gallery, so let's just, where is the picture gallery in the borough?
It's in Royal Holloway University, you know, that big wedding cake of a building at the top of Egham Hill. As you approach that, you have the main entrance, and off to the left is the chapel. But if you go right, it will take you into the picture gallery, and there you can see some astonishing oil paintings. And for lots of people who were interested in history and current affairs in history, strangely, the Sir John Evatt Millay painting of the two princes in the tower, you know, that archetypal picture of the two young boys, that painting is in there. And I did talk about the fantastic work that the Richard III Society are doing to rewrite that narrative that had been written by the Tudor administration regarding the murder of those two boys in the tower. And I kind of pulled that into volunteering, if you can imagine.
Well
so
done.
Everyone that did that for Philippa Langley and Richard III, they're all volunteers and they're rewriting history. So my point was that all of you here today, you're all part of the team, and together we can make Runnymede a better place.
So as always, you're very busy engaging with all the areas of the community here in Runnymede, and I'm sure you've got a few more busy weeks as we head up towards Christmas Day. Let me finish by wishing you and Rob, your consort, and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from us all here at Radio Way, and we look forward to more chats in 2024.
Thank you, Andy, and Merry Christmas to you.